Many of the provisions of South Dakota's new riot-boosting laws have now been put on hold. Federal Judge Lawrence Pearsall issued a preliminary injunction on Wednesday, September 18th. The order prohibits the governor and attorney general from enforcing aspects of the legislation passed in 2019, as well as two old statutes criminalizing the support of activists whose conduct turns violent. Judge Lawrence Pearsall relies on precedents set during the civil rights movement to compare silencing protests against a pipeline with squelching the free speech of Martin Luther King, Jr. But the case he cites most often, Brandenburg v. Ohio, came about when a leader of the Ku Klux Klan was charged criminally after giving an incendiary speech to fellow Klansmen. The Brandenburg case established tests in 1969 to determine when forceful speech is likely to result in violence. Judge Pearsall dissects South Dakota's laws word by word, examining connotations to determine that directing someone to use force or violence is not the same as advising, soliciting, or encouraging. That distinction renders unconstitutional two of South Dakota's old rioting laws and much of the new riot-boosting laws. Stephen Pivar is the ACLU attorney who represents indigenous and environmental plaintiffs.
We're delighted at the court's ruling. The court protects the free speech rights of all citizens by recognizing that these South Dakota statutes went too far.
Pivar notes that the criminal portions of the riot-boosting laws are not limited to pipeline protests and so could attach to any cause drawing protesters. He outlines what comes next.
The statutes are preliminarily enjoined, meaning that they cannot enforce them until there's a final ruling, and now the litigation will just take its course.
Another possibility is that the governor and the attorney general will draft legislation conforming to Pearsall's ruling and introduce it during the 2020 legislative session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.